engulfed whole towns.
You're lying.
Ensnaring residents in a whirlwind of stinging, blinding dirt. Thousands would get sick from a mysterious illness. Scores would die.
When those dust storms blew and you were out in them, well, you spit out dirt. It looked like tobacco juice, only it was dirt.
When I'd see one of these black clouds rolling in, I remember thinking, why is it so dark? Why is it so dirty? What have I done now? What did we do to cause this?
Yeah, well, that's a documentary from the History Channel on the Dust Bowl. Welcome to the Savage Nation for Tuesday, May 21st, 2013, by yours truly, Dr. Michael Savage, trying to bring some sanity and sense to the insanity and the lies being promulgated by the media on a daily basis. Today, of course, is a new low, where, of course, there was a disastrous tornado, and, of course, the tragedy of the loss of life is so, of 24 dead. But it's, in context, a rather mild tornado. But the media doesn't want you to know that. The media hysteria is at an all-time high. It's tornado mania to cover up Obama scandals and to get Obama off the pages of what's left of the ex-newspaper business. And if you think this is all hyperbole and I'm just anti-Obama, let me give you some of the facts right now on the most important show that you've heard all day and probably will hear all week, The Savage Nation. Let me explain to you. 23 deaths is terrible. 24 deaths is worse. But in context, it's a rather mild tornado. But don't tell that to the liars who are now declaring that it's a result of climate change or global warming. So let's start with the 10 worst tornadoes on record from the rightwingweather.com weather site. Weather.com is obviously run by warmists, anti-warmists, those who are against global warming. But let's give you some of the facts. March 18th, 1925, the tri-state tornado event affected Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana, injuring 2,027 people, 695 deaths from the F5 tornado. 1925, 695 deaths. Number two, May 6th, 1840, before Al Gore's great-grandfather was a glint in the eye of his great-great-grandfather, before Al Gore's great-grandfather was even a glint in the eye of his great-great-great-grandfather, in 1840 there was a tornado struck Louisiana and Mississippi, killing 317 people, injuring 109. Did you hear that? That's before Al Gore's great-great-grandfather had a glint in his eye for the grandfather. There was a tornado. How do you explain it? Global warming. In 1840, before the Industrial Revolution, 1840, before the car was invented by, what, 70 years? 1840, before man came to pollute the earth? What has to happen till you idiots come to understand that this climate change is the biggest lie of your life? Are you that stoned that you don't know the truth? Third largest tornado on record, 1896, F4 rating on the Fujita scale, 1,000 injured, 255 killed. Number four, 1936, Mississippi, killed 216. Number five, 1936, F4 tornado struck Georgia, killing 203 people. Number six, April 9th, 1947, Tornado Alley living up to its name in the tornado event on April 9th, 1947 in Oklahoma, Texas, and Kansas. The death toll, you Democrat idiots, 181 people. An additional 970 people were injured. No doubt the people blamed it on the atomic bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima and the atomic bomb on Nagasaki. Number seven, 1908, 143 deaths, 770 injuries. 1899, Al Gorleone, F5 tornado hit Wisconsin, causing 117 deaths and 200 injuries. Did you hear that? 1899, you fools, you drunken, stone degenerates who don't know right from wrong. Not one of you come out of college with a brain on your head. Don't you even research these things? Number nine, May 11th, 1953. What tornado? What tornado? You mean the only tornado that ever happened was now, the one that's driving the Obama scandals off the headlines? And the party went on, and the dancing went on, and the party went on. 1953, 114 deaths, 600 people injured. Number 10 of the worst tornadoes, 1953, 115 people killed, 844 injured. This storm in Oklahoma that you would think is the worst storm in history, 24 dead, media hysteria, tornado mania to cover up the Obama scandals. And yet the level of illiteracy in the media is at an all-time high. The level of stupidity amongst the masses, all-time high. And it's going to get worse. But wait, it does get worse. It gets much worse. It gets much worse when I play for you the commentary by Democrat Senator Whitehouse on the Oklahoma tornado, where he says the Republicans, well, they didn't exactly cause the tornado. Well, listen to clip nine to hear the insanity of the illiteracy of this man called the U.S. Senator Whitehouse. Listen.
And the damage that your polluters and deniers are doing doesn't just hit Oklahoma and Alabama and Texas. It hits Rhode Island with floods and storms. It hits Oregon with acidified seas. It hits Montana with dying forests.
You
so
idiot.
Like it or not, we're in this together.
You should be arrested.
You drag America with you to your fate.
You should be put in jail.
So I want this future. I want a Republican Party that has returned to its senses and is strong and a worthy adversary.
Oh,
in
go you know
America
where.
That has done
oh, turn
right.
him off. Turn this illiterate fool off. There is the demagogue of the day, the lemming of the day, the liar of the day, tied into the warmest school, tied into the grifters. The worst criminals in the history of this century are those grifting on the lies and the hysteria of global warming, cashing in on contracts, raking in billions of dollars, raking in contracts, green energy scams. Green energy scams. It gets worse now when Dem Senator Whitehouse on the tornado goes to the clip 10. He goes to the cliff of insanity in the next one. Play it.
I don't want this future. I don't want a Republican Party disgraced that let its extremists run it off the cliff in an America suffering.
You get the picture. You get the picture of these illiterate liars. In my day, they would be arrested or put into a mental hospital. But in my day, a man like that would never have been a senator. In my day, the most he would have been a mortician. Or perhaps he would have done embalming in Nyberg's funeral parlor. Or perhaps he would have worked as a gravedigger. Because they're just the biggest frauds in the history of America. I just read to you the 10 worst tornadoes on record. You heard me read them. 1840, a tornado kills 317 people. Long before this lying senator and his grandfather's grandfather were even on the earth thinking about such things, there were tornadoes before the Industrial Revolution. No one said that we did it to ourselves. No one said that we caused it because we want to eat and we want to put a shelter over our heads. No one said we're an evil nation and an evil race. Instead, people picked up the pieces and fixed what was broken. But now we have an entire Senate and an entire Congress, with rare exception, filled with grifters and liars of the lowest order. And it's going to get worse before it gets better, because news just broke that has finally sealed the fate of America. Yes, it just happened. Yes, it just happened. Yes, we can, said the illegal aliens. Yes, we can, said the criminals who broke through the border. Yes, we can, said La Raza. Yes, we can, said the race baiters. And yes, they did. Yes, they did. The immigration bill just passed the liars on the Senate Judiciary Committee. The action sparked rejoicing from immigration gangsters who crowded into a Senate committee room to witness the proceedings which destroyed America and screamed out, yes, we can. But it got worse. At the end of the so-called gangsters' deliberations, Senator Patrick Leahy, one of the most dangerous senators in American history, a demon cat from Vermont, sparked a debate over his proposal to give homosexuals and heterosexual spouses equal rights under immigration law. Now, what does that actually mean? It means he wants to bring in homosexual couples on chain migration. Yes, my friends, the disaster of the tornado is one thing. The disaster of the liars who are sold on the warmest scam is a bigger disaster. And now the immigration disaster is about to hit us, far worse than all of the 10 of the worst tornadoes in history. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Please listen to the following urgent update about your right to keep and bear arms. We won round one in the Senate against Obama and Feinstein's unconstitutional gun legislation. And now, Obama and the liberal gun grabbers have launched a phase two attack. You can help stop this attack by calling toll-free and recording your voice on our newly patented electronic voice petition delivery system. Feinstein and Obama have vowed to introduce new gun control legislation. It will create a national gun registry with a goal of confiscating each and every gun. They will try to sneak in this new legislation when the American people think they have won this fight. We must stand strong together in this critical round two fight. So please call 1-800-309-9901 to electronically send your petition in support of the constitutional right to keep and bear arms. Again, call toll-free 1-800-309-9901. Call 1-800-309-9901 to record your petition. That's toll-free 1-800-309-9901. Again, 1-800-309-9901. Paid for by the Second Amendment Foundation.
Okay, it's another traffic from the HP Pavilion. Look for some heavy traffic in San Jose with the San Jose Sharks in town tonight against the Los Angeles Kings. Game four of that on the freeway southbound 680 at La Vorna. Have a crash, two cars. That is off to the right shoulder. Very slow on the East Shore Freeway. Eastbound 80 on all the approaches to the maze. It's going to be heavy to University Avenue. Earlier crash there. Northbound 101, slow from 280 onto the lower deck back to the South Bay. Southbound 85 and that's from 280 down to Highway 17. I'm Dave Fouch, KSFO.
How does Arizona get to be the leader of the other 49? By creating the country's most competitive business environment.
Named a best state for business, Arizona is tempting California companies like never before.
With unmatched job growth and an unbeatable quality of life.
Corporate giants Intel, Avnet, and Boeing are thriving in Arizona.
Because when it comes to success,
Arizona's aggressive pro-business legislation means record relocations.
Arizona is all business. Join us at ArizonaKnowHow.com.
I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Here we have a rare treat. The keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads long distances using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move one ton of freight nearly 450 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Small business owners, are you experiencing one of the top four reasons to call DSX Data? Reason number four, you wish you could move to the cloud. Reason number three, your business is growing and you're moving to a new office. Reason number two, you're facing a costly upgrade. And the number one reason to call DSX Data, fear that your servers will crash, bringing your business to a halt. Wouldn't it be nice to have an alternative? No matter what your reason, call DSX Data today and find out about their secure, professionally managed data center with 100% uptime guaranteed. And for a limited time, listeners to the KSFO Morning Show can get a special risk-free trial. Tune in tomorrow at 7:40 a.m. or call DSX Data today for details. You need to learn more. Go to KSFO.com/DSX or call DSX Data today. Manage your business, not your servers. Call DSX Data, 855-DSX-DATA. That's 855-DSX-DATA.
With your old car, you can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Talk Talk 560 KSFO.
For their homes and schools to rebuild, businesses and hospitals to reopen, their parents to console, first responders to comfort.
All right, thank God. Of course, thank you, children. President Obama, for not referring to the fraud of global warming. Thank you for showing the good sense not to embarrass yourself further by blaming the new tornado disaster on warmest hysteria. Because I just read to you, I should get a Nobel Prize for what I do. I should get the Presidential Medal of Freedom, but I don't live in a free country. I live in a sea of lies, not a sea of love. You have no idea how fortunate you are that with my background in education, I am here for you as often as I can be every night, hopefully, till God takes me up to heaven to feed me Indian food for the rest of my life. And I'll probably weigh 5,000 pounds and become the new Buddha when I reach that size from overeating at the Indian buffets in heaven. But I'm here every night to try and decipher for you the insanity and the lies. There's almost no truth out there. What was I given my education for? To sit and listen to this rubbish from these liars and thieves? No. Now, I could just say, well, okay, I can't take it anymore. Friend just emailed me. He's in France enjoying himself. He's eating and drinking, waiting to die, saying any day we could get cancer or heart attack. I said, how could you live that way? How could you live that way? A man like you, I said, you have a PhD as I do from a great university, and that's all you want to do with the last years of your life is eat and drink and play golf? The world is dying around you because you have decided to eat and drink and play golf. Well, I won't do it. The tornado is a bad one, but not the worst. I read you the 10 worst tornadoes in history. It's a rather mild tornado compared to the 10 worst tornadoes on record. Why don't you hear that? Why is that not the context in which the tornado is discussed? Why do you permit the media to drive you like this? When the night came again, it was black night. For the stars could not pierce the dust to get down, and the window lights could not even spread beyond their own yards. Now the dust was evenly mixed with the air, an emulsion of dust and air. Houses were shut tight, and cloth wedged around doors and windows. But the dust came in so thinly that it could not be seen in the air, and it settled like pollen on the chairs and tables and the dishes. The people brushed it from their shoulders. Little lines of dust lay at the door sills. In the middle of that night, the wind passed on and left the land quiet. The dust filled air muffled sound more completely than fog does. The people lying in their beds heard the wind stop. They awakened when the rushing wind was gone. They lay quietly and listened deep into the stillness. Then the roosters crowed, and their voices were muffled, and the people stirred restlessly in their beds and wanted the morning. They knew it would take a long time for the dust to settle out of the air. In the morning, the dust hung like fog, and the sun was as red as ripe new blood. All day, the dust sifted down from the sky, and the next day it sifted down, and even blanket covered the earth. It settled on the corn, piled up on the tops of the fence posts, piled up on the wires. It settled on roofs, blanketed the weeds and trees. The people came out of their houses and smelled the hot, stinging air and covered their noses from it. And the children came out of the houses, but they did not run or shout, as they would have done after a rain. Men stood by their fences and looked at the ruined corn, drying fast now, only a little green showing through the film of dust. The men were silent, and they did not move often. And the women came out of the houses to stand beside their men, to feel whether this time the men would break. The women studied the men's faces secretly, for the corn could go. As long as something else remained, the children stood nearby, drawing figures in the dust with bare toes, and the children sent exploring senses out to see where the men and women would break. The children peeked at the faces of the men and women and then drew careful lines in the dust with their toes. Horses came to the watering troughs and nuzzled the water to clear the surface dust. After a while, the faces of the watching men lost their bemused perplexity and became hard and angry and resistant. Then the women knew that they were safe and that there was no break. Then they asked, "What'll we do?" And the men replied, "I don't know, but it was all right." The women knew it was all right, and the watching children knew it was all right. Women and children knew deep in themselves that no misfortune was too great to bear. If their men were whole, the women went into the houses to their work, and the children began to play, but cautiously at first. As the day went forward, the sun became less red. It flared down on the dust-blanketed land. The men sat in the doorways of their houses. Their hands were busy with sticks and little rocks. The men sat still, thinking and figuring. And then the dispossessed were drawn west, from Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, from Nevada and Arkansas. Families, tribes, dusted out, tracted out, carloads, caravans, homeless and hungry, 20,000 and 50,000 and 100,000 and 200,000. They streamed over the mountains, hungry and restless, restless as ants scurrying to find work to do, to lift, to push, to pull, to pick, to cut, anything, any burden to bear for food. The kids are hungry. We got no place to live. Like ants scurrying for work, for food, and most of all for land. We ain't foreign. Seven generations back Americans, and beyond that Irish, Scotch, English, German. One of our folks in the Revolution, and there was lots of our folks in the Civil War. Both sides Americans. I'm reading from The Grapes of Wrath by the Nobel Prize-winning American author John Steinbeck about the Dust Bowl, about the white Americans who left the Dust Bowl and went out and worked picking vegetables and cherries and fruit and didn't complain about it. And didn't scream, si se puede. They didn't want a handout from the evil government. They wanted a job. They wanted work.
Savage.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Thompson, Talk 560 KSFO. We look at traffic from HP Pavilion, where the Sharks play the Kings tonight. So look for some heavy traffic in downtown San Jose. In San Jose, northbound 101 Alum Rock Avenue, have a stalled car. Third lane from the left is blocked. Northbound 880 connector to southbound 101, have a crash there. Hopefully off to the right side now. Southbound 17 Bear Creek, two cars. They're pulling off the side of the road to take care of the paperwork there. Eastbound 80 at Red Top in Fairfield, a crash being reported on the right shoulder. Heavy traffic on the peninsula northbound 101 from Marsh Road up to Highway 92. Now southbound 280 slow Page Mill Road down to Magdalena. 880 northbound heavy from 237 up to Auto Mall Parkway. I'm Dave Fouch, Shaw Talk 560 KSFO.
Quality is job one at Sierra Pacific Windows. Quality you can see in our solid wood construction, the thickest exterior aluminum clad on the market, the most advanced insulated glass available, and 39 standard exterior colors. Sierra Pacific Windows. Quality that's California built and California grown.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Sometimes in life, you just get lucky. Like when you slide into a rock star parking spot or get a great table at that hot new restaurant. But luck won't protect you from identity theft. And that's why Identity Guard offers top-rated identity theft protection for less than a dollar a day. Act now and get free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Get it now for less than a dollar a day at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Yes, the tornado is a tragedy for the families affected by it. Yes, it will cost hundreds of millions, if not billions, to fix the damage. Yes, there is a context to all of these things. Death rate, 24, 9 children. Monster storm rated EF5. But I read you from history. I put it in context. It's a rather mild tornado when you look at it in terms of what's come before it. And yet that moron from Rhode Island, Senator Whitebrain, Senator Whiteout, he must have Whiteout between his ears, saying it's a result of the Republicans polluting the earth. Why are you so willing to believe in alarmist science? Why is the media so filled with historic and science illiterates without even a context? I read you from the Grapes of Wrath. I try to tell you that what happened to the folks in Oklahoma and Texas during the 30s, during the dust storms, drove them west. They were like ants scurrying for work, for food, and most of all for land. They said, we ain't foreign. 7 generations back Americans, and beyond that Irish, Scotch, English, German. One of our folks in the Revolution, and there was lots of our folks in the Civil War, both sides, Americans. They were hungry, and they were fierce, and they had hoped to find a home, and they found only hatred. Now, remember, these are white people. They found only hatred. Okies, the owners hated them because the owners knew they were soft and the Okies strong, that they were fed and the Okies hungry. And perhaps the owners had heard from their grandfathers how easy it is to steal land from a soft man if you are fierce and hungry and armed. The owners hated them, and in the towns, the storekeepers hated them because they had no money to spend. There is no shorter path to a storekeeper's contempt, and all his admirations are exactly opposite. The town men, little bankers, hated Okies because there was nothing to gain from them. They had nothing, and the laboring people hated Okies because a hungry man must work, and if he must work, if he has to work, the wage payer automatically gives him less for his work. And then no one can get more. That's from the great novel, The Grapes of Wrath, which I read in high school. Is it even taught anymore? Is it even taught anymore in this sick, illiterate nation of mine? Let's go to some callers. WABC, Dom, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to thank you for that electrifying dust bowl. Just coming from a communist country, I don't know where to run next. You know, I came from Venezuela. I saw the same thing happening. I see bad things happening here. And this country's going on. It's going down quickly. So,
When you import 30 million illegals who come from a socialist nation, who like dictatorships because that's what they came from, who do not understand democracy, who do not speak the language, who wave the Mexican flag at sporting events, who spit on the American flag, who won't learn the language, who don't know who the presidents were before Obama, what do you think is waiting for America? That's what's waiting for America. A knife through the heart of the illegal alien mafia that just bought every senator that they could buy. Because they have unlimited funds. Not one senator stood up to them, to the liberals. Not one senator. The Republicans went along with them. Yep, you think the Dust Bowl was bad? You wait and see what happens when the locusts start eating what's left of the social fabric. You wait and see. Don't say I didn't warn you. Rhode Island, did you hear what that man white between the ears had to say about the tornadoes? Dem Senator Whiteout? On the Oklahoma tornado. Did you hear what this man with Whiteout between his ears had to say? He's a senator. Senator Whiteout. Can you believe this? Listen to clip 9. This is a senator lying through his teeth or so stupid he doesn't belong in the U.S. Senate. Listen to this.
And the damage that your polluters and deniers are doing doesn't just hit Oklahoma and Alabama and Texas. It hits Rhode Island with floods and storms. It hits Oregon with acidified seas. It hits Montana with dying forests. So like it or not, we're in this together.
You get the picture. That's Senator Whiteout of Rhode Island. Are the people in Rhode Island that stupid that they put a man of this low character and low intellect into the Senate? What is Rhode Island? How did it become a state? How does Rhode Island elect a man like this to the Senate who will lie through his teeth? Blaming a tornado that is rather mild compared to the 10 worst on polluters and deniers. It's astounding to me. I've never seen anything like this. Are the people of Rhode Island that idiotic? Is there someone in Oklahoma, Rhode Island listening to this show who could call and tell me how Senator Whiteout became a senator? How is this possible? Well, I'll take some calls, and I'll keep intermittently reading to you some history and some truth and some facts. Reading to you from The Grapes of Wrath, putting it in context. And oh yes, I forgot this. Newsweek, April 28th, 1975, blaming tornadoes on the cooling trend, that the world was coming to an end in 1975 because of global cooling. So they were trying to spin you both ways. First it was global cooling, the world was going to run out of food, that was 1975. Now the liars in the, there's no other word for it, but the yellow journalism. Look it up, yellow journalism, hysteria. And now we have alarmists in the Senate. The Cooling World, Newsweek, April 28, 1975. The central fact, they wrote, is that after three-quarters of a century of extraordinarily mild conditions, the Earth's climate seems to be cooling down. Meteorologists disagree about the cause and extent of the cooling trend. Notice they were called meteorologists then. Now they're called scientists. Meteorologists disagree about the cause and extent of the cooling trend. Reduce agricultural productivity for the rest of the century. If the climactic change is as profound as some of the pessimists fear, they wrote, the resulting famines could be catastrophic. A recent report by the then National Academy of Sciences said, because the global patterns of food production and population, blah, 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 all about climate turning too cold. And then they go to satellite photos. A large increase in northern hemisphere snow cover in the winter of 71 and 72. And a study then released by two NOAA scientists notes that the amount of sunshine reaching the ground in the continental U.S. didn't go up, diminished by 1.3% between 64 and 72. It's beyond belief. They were blaming it on global cooling and predicting that the world would come to an end. Climatologists. And I remember the hysteria of acid rain. Remember the acid rain hysteria that the forests would die? Where'd that go? How'd that work out? Who made their fortunes in and bought a house in Boca Raton on the acid rain scam? Unbelievable to me. All right, let's take some callers. I've given you a lot of facts, a lot of information. We haven't even gotten to Jody Arias, which I'll tell you, say, how can you put it in the same show as this nonsense about the flood of illegal aliens who are going to eat us like locusts, the tornadoes, put in context? How can you put that? Because the Jody Arias trial shows you how far we have fallen legalistically, how far we've fallen as a nation, that a sadistic murderer like her, a man-killing sadistic murderer like her, found guilty of murder with an intent to cause harm, has the right to get up in a court of law and give further lies during the sentencing phase. How did this happen? In front of the family of the boy she slashed to ribbons, she got up there and gave a speech about how good she was and showed child pictures of herself in childhood. I couldn't believe what I was watching. It got even crazier later on. She talked about cutting her hair off and donating it to a organization that makes wigs for people. And she says if they spare her life, Jody Arias did, she'll continue to donate her hair for the rest of her life. I don't know about you, but if I wore her wig, her hair would wig me out. I don't even think she should be permitted to make wigs, because I think the unsuspecting wearing a wig from this witch could wind up bewitched and be turned into a slash murderer. Dave in Providence, Rhode Island on WPRV. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yeah,
Dave.
Sheldon Whitehouse is just a terrible senator, and everybody in Rhode Island complains about it.
How did Sheldon Whiteout become a senator? How does a man with whiteout between his ears become a senator?
Well, you know what, Mike? For 80 years, Rhode Island has been completely run by Democrats. I mean, in our state house, we have about 7 Republicans, and they fight over who's going to be, you know, the head Republican.
But wait, I understand Democrat, Republican, but how does a man with naked lies like this, blaming the latest tornado on pollution, how does he get up and get away with this? How do the people tolerate this? Are people in Rhode Island crazy or stupid or what?
You know what? They just vote one way and one way only. We're one of the only states where when you go to vote, you can pull a lever and go right down the line Democrat or right down the line Republican. And people just, they don't vote.
Well, I forget. Providence, Rhode Island. That's right. The artist colony. That's right. I forgot that.
Exactly what it is.
Yeah. All the artists from Boston and New York, Providence, Rhode Island. And they must love Whiteout, Senator Whiteout.
Yes.
You see, if I were a cartoonist, I would do a cartoon of this senator with his speech with a cartoon bubble over his head, and I would show Whiteout between his ears with two little eyes, two little piercing, beady eyes in a sea of white. But what's the point of this? How does he become a senator? How does a man of such low intellect arrive in such a position? Whatever. Forget about it. Don't care. Look, let's back up. I came to work today with enough preparation for a week. I did more show preparation than any 10 people in talk radio this week. I brought you not only excerpts from The Grapes of Wrath. I brought you not only the 10 worst tornadoes on record and read them to you to show you context. I then read to you from Newsweek, April 28, 1975, The Cooling World. And I've only just begun in the Savage Nation. You think I just do this and throw this thing around, these ideas around because they're fun? I'm literally trying to save the world. Maybe my friend is right. He said, why are you knocking your head against the stone wall? He said, why don't you just quit radio, stop banging your head against the stone wall, and basically spend the rest of your life doing nothing? I said, because I'm not made that way. I've been working since I'm 6 years old. And I believe that the truth will not only set all of us free, I believe the truth will set me free. And I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Please listen to the following urgent update about your right to keep and bear arms. We won round one in the Senate against Obama and Feinstein's unconstitutional gun legislation. And now Obama and the liberal gun grabbers have launched a phase two attack. You can help stop this attack by calling toll free and recording your voice on our newly patented electronic voice petition delivery system. Feinstein and Obama have vowed to introduce new gun control legislation. It will create a national gun registry with a goal of confiscating each and every gun. They will try to sneak in this new legislation when the the American people think they have won this fight. We must stand strong together in this critical round two fight. So please call 1-800-309-9901 to electronically send your petition in support of the constitutional right to keep and bear arms. Again, call toll-free 1-800-309-9901. Call 1-800-309-9901 to record your petition. That's toll-free 1-800-309-9901. Again, 1-800-309-9901. Paid for by the Second Amendment Foundation.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
KSFO traffic coming to you from the HP Pavilion. Look for traffic downtown San Jose as the Sharks host the Kings in game four of their best of seven second round playoff matchup. On the freeway, southbound 880 at Highway 92, have an injury crash being reported there. Have a crash southbound 880 at Tennyson as well. Traffic still northbound 880 heavy. Fremont up towards Highway 238. Eastbound 80 at Bryan Street on ramp there. A big rig and a car should be off to the right side. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Are you trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Call 800-483-1465. 800-483-1465.
Ready, aim, fire. Have a blast making a mess of things on the paintball fields at Paintball Tickets. Get 60% off with SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Is your financial advisor putting his money where his mouth is? Too many financial advisors tell their client to buy investments that they would never invest in themselves. In fact, Morningstar has revealed that only 47% of U.S. stock fund managers personally own the funds they manage. More than half the fund managers don't invest their own money into the funds where you're supposed to put your life savings. Is the story the same for the person giving you investment advice? Well, ask your financial advisor if he's invested his own money in the same funds he's told you to buy. At O'Donnell Financial Group, they personally own the same investments that they recommend to their clients. That's how they've done it since 1987. For a free portfolio review and analysis, call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com. That's 866-496-2300.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated.
Determine if your loan is owned by Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae by checking FreddieMac.com/MyMortgage or FannieMae.com/LoanLookup. Loans made pursuant to California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS 6606, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm a responsible homeowner. I love my home and I pay my mortgage on time. Just because I'm upside down on my home, why can't I refinance and take advantage of today's low rates?
Now you can. I'm Rick Arviello, president of New American Funding. If your mortgage is owned or guaranteed by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, which we can tell you, you may be eligible to refinance your mortgage under the expanded provisions of HARP. We're doing tons of these and saving homeowners thousands. No matter how upside down you are, no equity and no appraisal required. This is a true refinance into today's historic low rates designed to help responsible homeowners.
Call New American Funding at 888-978-4352. 888-978-4352. 888-978-4352.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
So a foreign gang was invited into the Senate today by the criminal gang called the Gang of Eight. The Gang of Eight, which is doing more damage to the country than the Mafia ever did, doing more damage to the country than the Crips and Blood have ever done, in my estimation, run by the capo, Senator Leahy, the capo di tutti capo, pushing forward amnesty for all today in the Senate Judiciary Committee. And, of course, Rubio is the worst of all of them because he's just a front man for the evildoers. This is all going on while 150 conservative leaders, groups, and signed a letter opposing the Gangsters of Eight bill. There's Rubio, who should be ashamed of himself. Rubio should be ashamed of himself, but a man like that doesn't even know what shame is. By the way, did you hear that the accused Fort Hood killer, the man, the Muslim psychiatrist Nidal Hassan, who killed 13 in cold blood and wounded 32 in cold blood because Obama took weapons away from our soldiers while they were on base. Yes, that's right. No weapons allowed. Nidal Hassan came and shot 13 and killed 30 some odd, injured 30 some odd, was earning his full salary as an Army psychiatrist while waiting trial. He's earned $278,000 while waiting trial. While soldiers shot by this piece of human trash, this subhuman, are fighting for pay and benefits. They're waiting for benefits. This piece of garbage has received full salary. Can you believe this? While an injured soldier has no money, struggling for recovery, the Department of Defense, so-called, under this criminal administration, has paid this subhuman more than $278,000 since the November 5th, 2009 murder of 13 and 32 injured. The so-called U.S. Army said under the so-called Military Code of Justice, the Muslim major's salary cannot be suspended unless he is proven guilty. What do you mean proven guilty? He screamed Allah Akbar while he was doing it. There are movies of him doing it. And they can't stop paying him? Well, no, you don't want to rush to judgment. Unless, of course, you're a member of the Tea Party. Then, of course, you are targeted by the IRS. By the way, your U.S. Army under this criminal gang has not classified the murders and deaths of the injuries of the Fort Hood victims as combat-related. They're calling it workplace violence. Workplace violence. This is the same government that has just been taken over by a Mexican gang screaming, si se puede, in the U.S. Senate. Which country are you living in? Who do they work for? Who does Leahy report to? Who puts money in his pocket? What kind of country has this become that gangsters can run the country like this with impunity? Al Capone never had this power. Not a don in the history of this country would have dared do to this country what these so-called senators in striped suits are doing to this country with a fountain pen. Nobody could have gotten away with this. Nobody could be bought out like this with this kind of corruption in my time. Never. Si se puede in my country? Well, okay, you know what I think about it. That's the story. So Hassan is collecting his full pay while the soldiers who were injured by him can't even collect the disability pay because of the so-called Military Code of Justice. Maybe my friend is right. Maybe it's time for me to stop banging my head against the stone wall. Maybe Obama has so degenerated the country. Maybe Obama has so destroyed the mind of America with his constant litany of lies and deceits that maybe there's no hope. Well, but I'm not made that way. No, I can't just walk away. U.S. Representative wants combat benefits for Fort Hood victims. Can you believe this? I find it hard to believe. And who is now the Secretary of the Army? Tell me who the Secretary of the Army is. Why, it's the same Secretary of the Army who keeps heroic Marines who did their job in Iraq and Afghanistan in firefights by killing the enemy in prison with court-martials and shelters murderers like Muslim Major Nidal Hassan, sheltering them. Who was the Secretary of Defense? Do you know his name? Isn't it Hagel the Bagel? Sure. You got the picture, huh? What do you want to talk about? 855-400-7282. Tornadoes or the tornado of the Gangsters of Eight? Either topic is good, and we haven't even begun yet. I've only scratched the surface of what I prepared for you today, all in one day. All in one day. Jeff on WABC, what's on this? What's on your mind?
All right, Mike, and this thing, this Senate invasion bill can be stopped. There is a Senator. Senator Sessions of Alabama is going to lead the filibuster. The filibuster needs 41 senators to stop it, and they're using the Memorial Day weekend as a distraction because they know most Americans are planning a big weekend. That's why they snuck it in. They're not bringing it up. But you're not being distracted, Mike. And this can be stopped in the Senate with the filibuster.
How many senators are going to join Sessions to filibuster the gangsters?
Well, he needs just 41, Mike.
He needs okay, where's he going to get 41? You think there are 41 Republicans willing to stand up to the Hispanic lobbies?
Well, it doesn't have to be all Republicans. You have a few Democrats sprinkled in from the Midwest. And
do you have any idea what this is going to do to jobs in this country? Do you have any idea who's going to get killed by this? Do you know that construction workers will be decimated by this cheap labor that they just guaranteed? Do you know that high-tech workers, American workers who went to college, are going to be destroyed by this bill? Do you understand that this is because the gangsters who run the high-tech companies who throw money at Obama like water, the billionaires who have dinners for him every other week in Silicon Valley, simply want cheap labor to come flooding in from India and wherever else they can find it for $30 an hour instead of paying Americans $70 an hour? Do you have any idea what this is all about? It's all about cheap labor. It's about cheap labor and Democrat votes. And damn the Republicans by name only. I call them Republicans in game only. Rigos, not rhinos. They're not even Republicans in name only. A guy like, shall I name them? Do we have to name them for you? You don't know their names. Does it matter to you who they are? The worst of them all is Rubio the ice cream man. A man they found selling ice cream on a car to Miami. And they said, well, he's the perfect one. Let's run him up the flagpole. His name ends in a vowel. And now he's a senator, pretending to be a conservative. The same gang that found Obama at Punahou High School and made him president, in my mind. But then I'm a novelist. Not really.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
For all those who've been affected, we recognize that you face a long road ahead. In some cases, there will be enormous grief that has to be absorbed. But you will not
thank God he
travel
didn't
that path
alone. He did the right thing today.
With
you offer federal aid.
Fueled by our faith.
That's enough. It's enough already. We got it. I'm exhausted from it already. Yes, it's a bad tornado. Put it in context already. In the top 10, it doesn't even rank. This storm, the 24 dead, are very important to the families who lost them, and the devastation is in the billions. Terrible thing. But the media hysteria of the tornado is meant for one reason only, and that's to cover up the Obama scandals. Because I read to you in the last hour the 10 worst tornadoes in history from weather.com, that right-wing weather channel. As you well know, anything that disagrees with the theories and lies of the left are run by right-wingers. And the 10 worst tornadoes on record far exceed in deaths and destruction this one. But you wouldn't know that from the hysteria of the empty skirts in the media. Then, of course, we got the bad news in the last hour that the gangsters of eight and their front groups, who have been bought out by La Raza and the other Hispanic pressure groups, have just passed the Senate Judiciary Committee the so-called immigration bill. And they broke out in in Spanish chants, si se puede, in your country. Your country. Your country, that's right, si se puede. Sure, of course you can. Yes, we can. With enough money, you can do anything in America. That's right, si se puede. With enough money, you can buy a U.S. senator the way you used to buy a prostitute. In fact, I would suspect that prostitutes in Las Vegas go for more money on an individual basis than the senators today. I wouldn't know. I mean, I don't have any experience in either area, but by what I read, I would think that you could buy a prostitute for less money, or actually a senator for less money. I'm not sure. Let's say they're equal on par. Now we read that the top IRS official involved in the targeting of conservatives is going to take the Fifth Amendment, like the Valachi papers. That's your government at work. That's your Chicago Al Capone gang at work. Top IRS official will invoke the Fifth Amendment in congressional hearing about Tea Party targeting program. Dawn Lois Lerner, who heads the IRS's Exempt Organization Division. Her lawyer says she will plead the Fifth Amendment on Wednesday to avoid answering questions about her agency's Tea Party scandal during a congressional hearing. So you don't need Don Corleone. You don't need Valachi. What you need is Lois Lerner today. They all know how to dummy up, take the Fifth. And they have no shame about it. They have no shame to take the Fifth. After all, in America today, what's the shame in being a liar or a thief if you're in the government? That's what it means, government. It's an acronym. G-O-V-E-R-N-M-E-N-T. Spell it out and put anything you want next to each letter. Just make sure it covers graft and corruption. Unbelievable. So now she's going to take the Fifth Amendment, the Valachi papers. Lerner's lawyer, William Taylor III, said that his client would refuse to answer questions related to what she knew about the extra levels, blah, 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 blah. So here we now have the mafia in Lois Lerner, in my opinion. The Fifth Amendment provides that U.S. citizens may not be compelled to offer testimony if telling the truth would incriminate them. You hear this? This is your country. I refuse to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate myself. All right, Lerner, let me ask you something. Who was it who targeted those in the Tea Party? I refuse to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate myself. All right, Mrs. Lerner, let me ask you this. Did you knowingly sic the IRS on conservatives under my attorney's advice? I refuse to answer on the grounds that I might incriminate myself. All right, Mrs. Lerner, let me ask you this. Did you knowingly target groups that were trying to oppose Obama during the election? On my attorney's advice, I refuse to answer on the grounds that I might incriminate myself. That's what you're going to hear tomorrow. That's your country at work under Obama. That's why the illegal aliens from Mexico scream, si se puede, today. They know, yes, we can. If you can get away with anything when you're in high power, why shouldn't they be able to buy senators the way you buy prostitutes in Las Vegas? I know this is shocking to hear. I know this is almost like a slap in the face. If you're listening to this show, you felt like I just slapped you twice, didn't you? That's a good thing, and I'll tell you why. Let me explain why you need to be slapped in the face, because the media has put you to sleep with one lie after another. What, because he wears a clean shirt and a tie, I'm supposed to believe what he says? Are you crazy? Because they walk with a Bible on Sunday, it means they believe in God? What has to happen for you to understand that this is like the bust out in The Sopranos? It's like the Scatino bust out in The Sopranos when they took over a sporting goods store. Only this time it's not a sporting goods store. The Scatino bust out has become the United States Treasury. Did you read today that your Ben Bernanke, that religious freak, Ben Bernanke, that fraud, Ben Bernanke has sent several $1 trillion. Did you hear about this? Ben Bernanke has now injected foreign banks with over $1 trillion in cash. Can you believe this? We are sending $1 trillion in cash to foreign banks. It's beyond belief what's going on. We need the exorcist to save America right now. We actually need the exorcist. And the next best thing is the entertainment coming out of Katzenberg, and Ratzenberg for Hollywood. Because the worst men of my generation, the worst people in the history of America who now run Hollywood, have reversed everything so that people don't have any understanding of what's right and what's wrong. The worst men in the history of this country have more power than Caesars had in ancient Rome. And they put out movies which reverse everything. Cops are evil. Criminals are victims. Muslim murderers are victims, and our brave Marines are the criminals. Everything is upside down, according to Katzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg. Everything is upside down. I was watching TV last night. I forget the name of it. I don't even remember. But it was a movie about New York cops with Edward Norton, whoever it is. I don't even know. And it was about he's the honest cop, and his brothers are all corrupt New York cops. And the victims are drug dealers. You hear this? I couldn't believe what I was watching. Of course there's corruption in some police department. They show them beating up a Hispanic bodega owner and stealing potato chips, shooting people in houses. And this was put out by the Hollywood mob. Then they go to Cannes on private jets and they reward each other. Well, it's my job to try and deconstruct reality here, isn't it? Or is it the other way around? Am I deconstructing the lies and giving you the truth, or am I deconstructing reality and giving you lies? This is the Roman arena, ladies and gentlemen. I told you that. Every day I get up, and I have to decide who the Christians are and who the lions are. Who are the Christians and who are the lions? Why would your senators turn the illegal aliens who busted into this country and have sucked the nation dry? Why would they be turned into the Christians and we, the conservatives, who believe in the rule of law? Why are we the lions? I would say the reverse is true. I would say that we, the people, are the Christians, and we've been thrown to the lions by the Caesars called the senators. You give me the situation, I'll give you my view of it, because it's one man's opinion, by the way. I'll give you another example of who I am, in case you don't know it after 18 years on the radio. I'll give you another example. I have a work ethic. I've been working since I'm 6 years old, one way or the other. I could have retired a while ago. I won't retire because I believe in what I'm doing. And at some point, I have great enjoyment in walking the tightrope. I have greater enjoyment in exercising the intellect that God gave me that I developed through great hard work and a tremendous education. And I decided not to throw it away by playing golf for the rest of my life and just getting drunk in French restaurants in Provence. I decided, no, I don't need to really go to Tuscany to have a spaghetti dinner and sit around and think I'm a rich man. And somehow it doesn't appeal to me. If I want to do that, I can go to San Francisco or go to a bad restaurant in Marin County. Or if I really want to think I'm going to Europe, I can go to Sonoma County and sit with the other drunks who think that they're tasting wine. They think that by swirling it there, they're drinking wine, they're just getting drunk. I don't blame them. The world is a terrible place. But to give you an example of why this old white male called Michael Savage is the most important man in the history of radio, I will give you an example. This morning I burnt toast. Now, I had other toast that I could have put in the toaster, but I found myself scraping the burnt edges off the toast into the sink. And I thought about it. I said, you're a wealthy man. Why am I scraping the burnt edges off a piece of bread to put an avocado and tomato on it? Why? And I thought, I said, because you were raised poor. And you were raised to make every piece of bread count. You shined the shoes that you had two pair and put them under your little bed, your youth bed. You kept your clothes neatly pressed. You hung up your clothing when you came home from school. You worked every day of your life on your homework or your work. That's how you were raised. And now you're being mocked. Now you're being put down by the illegitimate. Well, I have one answer to all of it. Illegitimate non coberandum. Translated for yourself from the Latin, it means don't let the bastards grind you down. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I've always been a do-it-yourself person, but not all my listeners are. Look, even if you don't know the point, the end of a screwdriver from the handle, you can still transform any room in your home in about 20 minutes at Blinds.com. Yes, you're going to save a bundle on designer, blinds, shades, shutters, and even drapes. Where? Blinds.com. But as I was saying, they've also made it incredibly easy to experience the satisfaction of doing it yourself with free online how-to videos. Free! And having over 100 design experts at your service. Of course they'd be happy to send over a pro install if you prefer. But I think you'll love doing it yourself. What gratification! Because even if you mismeasure, which is unlikely, they'll remake it for free. As always, you'll get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And if you hurry, you can save up to 20% on their most popular wood and faux wood blinds. Where? Only at Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Write it down. Blinds.com. Blinds.com.
Hi, Joe Putnam here with Putnam Chevy in Burlingame. If you're in the market for a Chevrolet Volt, listen up. My $3,000 discount and the factory's $2,000 rebate gives you 6,000 reasons to come to Putnam Chevy or go online at putnamgm.com.
Paint up, clean up, fix up. Weekend warriors, get up with the Carey Brothers so you can do it the right way. Home improvement and repairs, favorite experts are here to help on the house. Saturday mornings from 6 to 9 a.m. on Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
How does Arizona get to be the leader of the other 49? By creating the country's most competitive business environment.
Named a best state for business, Arizona is tempting California companies like never before.
With unmatched job growth and an unbeatable quality of life.
Corporate giants Intel, Avnet, and Boeing are thriving in Arizona.
Because when it comes to success,
Arizona's aggressive pro-business legislation means record relocations.
Arizona is all business. Join us at ArizonaKnowHow.com.
There are sports cars, there are muscle cars, but there's only one true American supercar, the Chevrolet Corvette.
Ho, 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 look out now!
And the place to get yours is the number one Corvette dealer west of the Rockies, Boardwalk Chevrolet in Redwood City. Boardwalk has an amazing selection of over 50 new Corvettes available. Powerful coupes, cool convertibles, even the awesome Z06 and ZR1 models. Boardwalk has all the colors and performance options you want. And in order to secure a large allotment of the all-new C7 Stingray, Boardwalk Chevrolet is dealing like never before. Right now, all 2013 Corvettes in stock are $10,000 off MSRP. That's $2,000 factory rebate. That's a whopping $10,000 off every new 2013 Corvette in stock. Get even more deals and view Boardwalk's entire selection of new Corvettes online at BoardwalkChevrolet.com or see Boardwalk Chevrolet off 101 in Whipple in Redwood City. Boardwalk Chevrolet, a new road.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties. Take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
On the next morning show, it's our favorite day of the week. It's a day where you're the star. Whistleblower Wednesday. Join me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
So the insane liars in the Senate, like California Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer, used her Monday floor speech to connect the Oklahoma tornadoes to climate change. She's long been despicable and embarrassing. In my day, a woman of her low esteem, low education level, Barbara Boxer, a senator for all these years, would have maybe run one brassiere store in Forest Hills, Queens. If she was lucky, she'd still be in business. And perhaps she would have opened a second brassiere store in Sunnyside. Maybe she'd have a chain of two. But here she is talking about climate change.
"This is climate change," said Boxer. "We were warned about extreme weather. Not just hot weather, but extreme weather."
Well, you get the picture. This is what we have in the Senate now. Then, of course, there's Senator Whiteout. From Rhode Island. Democrat Senator Sheldon Whiteout today apologized for his yesterday remarks in which he linked Oklahoma cyclones to climate change and then berated Republicans for their stance on the issue. That's while a tornado killed dozens in that state. So today, Senator Whiteout, spokesmouth, said that the politically charged remarks were pre-written as part of the so-called senator's weekly Senate floor speech on climate change. Did you hear that speech of what Senator Whiteout said? Did you hear this? Listen to clip 8. This is what a U.S. Senator, Senator Whiteout of Rhode Island, said about the tornadoes. Listen.
"Why do you care? Why do you, Sheldon Whitehouse,
Democrat of Rhode Island, care if we Republicans run off the climate cliff like a bunch of proverbial lemmings and disgrace ourselves. I'll tell you why. We're stuck in this together.
Okay, you got the picture. This is what you have now passing amnesty for 30 to 50 million illegal aliens. This is what you have now passing for senators who spy on people who oppose them politically, breaking the law at every turn. This is what you have now running the U.S. military that attacks our heroes and supports the murderers. This is what you have now at every turn, a world upside down, an Alice in Wonderland world, certainly not created by Barack Hussein Obama, but certainly augmented by Barack Hussein Obama. I read to you at the beginning of the show the 10 worst tornadoes on record. This storm, 24 dead. Very important for those who, the families of those who died. Billions of dollars in damage. Yes, important. But media hysteria, no doubt. Specifically, the tornado mania to cover up the Obama scandals that are raging in the minds of any educated person in America. And I read to you the 10 worst tornadoes on record. 1925, 695 dead. 1840, 317 dead. 1840, before the Industrial Revolution. And you psychotics blame this on global warming or climate change. 1840, a tornado of unknown intensity struck Louisiana and Mississippi, killing 317. 1896, before the infernal combustion engine was invented. Tornado F4, Fujita scale, hits Missouri and Illinois. 1,000 injured, killed 255 people. Do you have any idea what I'm telling you? Do you have any idea that without context, information is useless? Do you have any idea that the only way to sort things out in life is to understand things in context? So when I say to you in context, Obama is the most corrupt, divisive American president, not only in my lifetime, but I believe in the history of this republic, I tell you that I know what I'm talking about. He is like a tsunami that hit this country. And it's not because of his race. It's because of his political orientation. It's because of his anti-Americanism. It's because of his surroundings. It's because of the criminals that put him in power. It's because of the criminal laws that he's put in place. And I've only just begun. Give him hell, Harry. I call him like I see him. The Roman arena. Christians to the lions. Now, who are the Christians and who are the lions? Is Obama the Christian being thrown to the lions of criticism, being espoused by the conservatives? Or don't you think the most powerful man in the world is the Caesar himself, throwing his opponents, like the Christians, to the lions and the jackals? Don't you understand the set and frame, how it's all been reversed? Well, I do, and I've been working since I'm 6 years old, and I know what's true and I know what's false. I know where north is, I know where south is, I know where east is, I know where west is. I know up from down, left from right, right from wrong. I know west from east and north from south. Do you? Mississippi, Lisa, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael, listen. These people don't give a crap about the truth because they live in their little fantasy bubbles thinking that everything is all rainbows and unicorns, that they can't be hurt by this jackass of administration sitting in our White House.
That's right. When you have a corrupt liar for a president, then the Lilliputians beneath him think they can take the Fifth Amendment and get away with it because their Don is protecting them. Their Don sitting up there with his jaw out, with his hands in front of his chest. Don Obama is sitting up there saying to her, Lois Lerner, tomorrow, take the Fifth Amendment, Lois, we'll protect you. Let the dummies ask you anything they want. Don't say a word. This is the country you're living in. Are you proud to be an American today with him in the White House? I don't even answer the question. It's a baited question. It's an absurd question. KSFO. KSFO. Branko, you're on the Savage Nation. Go on. What's on your mind? Chaos. Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
What does Al Gore have to gain from spreading propaganda about global warming?
Well, how much money did he have before he started it? How much money does he have now? Does that answer your question?
Not completely. You see,
Do you know how much money this man has made on the global warming lie? Do you have any idea that the frauds, the degenerates in the Nobel Committee gave him a Nobel Prize for his lies? They gave Obama a Nobel Prize after he became president, even though he did nothing. Do you have any idea where it's the world upside down?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Good afternoon, I'm Dave Fowkes, South Talk 560 KSFO. California sent 6 specially trained urban search and rescue workers to Oklahoma to assist recovery efforts in yesterday's tornado. The workers are based in Oakland and Sacramento. A 6-alarm vegetation fire in Vacaville yesterday was caused by a property owner using a riding lawnmower. The 20-acre fire burned a barn and 2 travel trailers on properties in the area. 60 firefighters responded and kept the blaze from reaching 8 nearby homes. And the San Francisco 49ers have been selected to host Super Bowl 50 in 2016 at the new stadium in Santa Clara. The decision was announced late this morning after a vote by the 32 NFL owners, team owners, at a meeting in Boston. Take a look at your weather forecast. Cool and breezy overnight, mid-40s to the mid-50s. Tomorrow, the winds will kick up again in the afternoon, 20 to 30 mile an hour gusts. Mid-50s at the coast to the mid-70s inland, even a few degrees cooler for Thursday. I'm Dave Fowkes, Talk 560 KSFO.
It's arena football time, and San Jose SaberCats season tickets are still available for as little as $75. Great seats close to the action are still available. Get your SaberCats season tickets now. Go to thesanjosesabercats.com.
Don't know an agapantha from an arboretum? Never fear. KSFO's gardener Bob Tanum is here to be your guide. Bob Tanum's in the garden, Sundays from 8 to 11 a.m. on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Petucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies.
The sequester, the old fiscal cliff, remember those? The economic policies are what they are. So how will new policies affect you? I'm financial advisor Pat Petucci. Somehow, 2013 is going to cost you more money. So what happens to your finances and your retirement plans? What kind of adjustments should you make? I can help you with a financial game plan. How well prepared are explore you and your investments as Uncle Sam digs deeper into your pocket. As an independent advisor with 15 Bay Area offices, I'll do what's best for you. I'm a local guy. I've been in business for over 30 years. Just call me, Pat Petucci, anytime for a complimentary consultation at an office in your area. 800-472-8305. 800-472-8305. And check don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming events. Pat Petucci, 800-472-8305.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Illegitimae non caberundum. Illegitimae non caberundum. That's a mock Latin aphorism, meaning don't let the bastards grind you down. And it's said that this phrase originated during World War II when a British Army intelligence officer used the phrase. The phrase was then adopted by U.S. Army General Vinegar Joe Stilwell as his motto during the war. And it was later popularized in the United States by 1964 presidential candidate Barry Goldwater. What does it mean? It means don't let the bastards grind you down. And we all need this today. Interestingly enough, this phrase is used as the first line of one of the extra Latin verses to an unofficial school song at Harvard University, 10,000 Men of Harvard. It's a fight song. Well, they used to have a fight song. Now they'd rather switch than fight. In fact, they'd rather swish than fight at Harvard right now. And the fight song of Harvard probably will soon be destroyed because it refers to the illegitimate. And as you well know, since there are so many illegitimates at Harvard, they're insulting themselves, so I don't think the fight song exists anymore. There may be many variants of the phrase, such as nil illegitimae caberundum, non illegitimus caberundum, illegitimae nil caberundum, nil bastardo caberundum, and so forth. It depends on which part of the Bronx you're from. Nil caberundum ab illegitimae, which Catholic school you went to. Nolite illegitimos contero vos, non caberundum bastardum. You get the picture. They're not Latin, of course, but you get the picture. Anyway, it's a comedy. It's the divine comedy of the U.S. Senate. And now we move on to the divine comedy of the U.S. court system, where a man killer who, let us see, Jody Arias, a circus trial for years now, found guilty, not only in the first degree, I suppose, but guilty with the intent to inflict pain and suffering on the poor kid she killed. Because he wanted to leave her and go on a trip with another girl, she says in self-defense. And, of course, the women's movement jumped to her defense. Because to them, any woman is a victim. You see how that works. She stabbed him 30-some-odd times. Let's see, shot him twice and then cut his throat. So today she had the nerve to get up in an attempt to save her life. She gave a speech to the jury, and the boy's parents had to sit and listen to this murderer. You're not going to believe what you're about to hear. Here is what she said. She's a psychotic, in my opinion. And by the way, her defense attorneys didn't do her any service, because if I were her defense counsel, I would have absolutely sought by insanity plea, because she's insane. She smirks while crying. She cries while smirking. She has never had such a good time in her life, this piece of white trash. This is white trash of the lowest order, who is not, by the way, the only people who probably were jealous of her would be every Hollywood actress. I would say that the Hollywood actresses were green with envy watching this trial, wishing to God that they could have had the attention this piece of work has had. She gets up today. Well, why should I paraphrase what the psychotic did? Listen to her now today in a court of law in the United States in the year 2013 in clip 14.
If I get permission, I'd like to implement a recycling program. The women's prison in Goodyear houses thousands of women, and each week, huge loads of waste are hauled off to landfill. A substantial portion of that could be kept out of landfill and recycled instead. It may even create new jobs for the people there. This is one small thing that could have a far-reaching and positive impact on the community and on the planet.
Jody Arias, liberal recycler. Liberal recycler. I'm sure that the Twitterers are in love with Jody, because if her life is spared, just think of the good she could do for the world. All the waste hauled off to the landfill. They ought to haul her off to the landfill after they turn her into glue. But wait, it gets crazier. In clip 16, this you're not going to believe because it's never been done in history. Only in America. Listen to this. 16.
A few months before trial, and by that I mean jury selection, my hair was past my waist, and I donated it to Locks of Love, a nonprofit which creates wigs for cancer patients who've lost their hair. In fact, that was my third donation to that organization since I was arrested. If I'm allowed to live in prison, I will continue to donate to that organization for the rest of my life.
Now, I would say that her wigs unto themselves are toxic. And I would say that if I, God forbid, should put on a wig with her hair in it, it would wig me out. And I would say that her wig, any wig made from her hair, should come with a warning label. Warning. Warning. This wig may wig you out. Warning. This hair could be toxic. Warning. This hair could drive you crazy. Warning. This hair was donated by a psychotic man killer. This was done today. I didn't make this up. Remember last, 2 weeks ago, she said she'd rather die than spend life in prison? Well, apparently she was lying. No. Really? I actually think Jodi Arias ought to run for, after, let's say, a year or two in prison for this gruesome murder, she should be rehabilitated and run for the U.S. Senate. I'm sure that Senator Leahy would welcome her as a new Democrat, because after all, she's a recycler. She donates her hair to various and sundry causes. And she even thought of committing suicide. She's actually the victim, not the man she slaughtered. Listen to clip 15 now.
Every time I've had the thought or desire to commit suicide, there's one element that has always, almost always, caused me to waver. They're sitting right over there. They're my family. At times, I've lost track of that element.
All right.
For example.
You get the picture. So it's not about the... She didn't apologize, by the way, to the family of the boy she slaughtered. She was crying for her family to produce this mutant. It got better. I don't know if I should... I just can't believe that this was allowed in America. Shall I ask you a question? Should murderers be allowed to give such testimony in a court of law? You know, there used to be victim impact statements where people whose hearts were broken by brutal murderers could get to express themselves for a few seconds because they have to live with the pain for the rest of their lives. Now the murderer? Or do you call her a murderess? Is that sexist to call her a murderess? A murderess gets to say these things in a court of law? Do you have any comments on the Jodi Arias? I know you're saying it's a distraction for Obama's. Let's leave Obama out of this for a minute. Let's leave it alone. You have to listen to clip one. Listen to this now.
Dark clouds reaching
the mind.
Stop. I called for clip one. I meant clip the... I didn't want to go back to the Dust Bowl. I wanted to go back to the dust being spread in the court in Arizona in clip 11. Go
with
ahead.
The amount of attention my case received early on, I felt in my ignorance that it was necessary to speak out. I got on TV and I lied. I lied about what I did, and I lied about the nature of my relationship with Travis. It's never been my intention to malign his name or character.
Wait, stop right there. Here's a woman whose defense attorneys told her to say he was a child molester who masturbated to pictures of boys. This is while his family, the dead boy's parents and sisters and siblings, had to sit in the court and listen to this witch destroy him. I don't know how these defense attorneys can live with themselves. They probably put that in their head. Whoever told her to say that should go to prison. But she says, oh, no, it was never her intention to malign his name and character. She's sounding like a politician. She sounds like she'd be a perfect associate of John McCain when the country goes up in smoke from the hordes of illegal aliens that will bankrupt the country permanently and destroy the social fabric forever. Maybe McCain will say from Tibet it was never his intention to destroy America. It's unbelievable to me. Listen to now. It gets better in clip 12. I'm playing this for you because, see, you don't have the time to watch and listen to this. I do. I'm actually, my assignment is to be a social observer. From the ridiculous to the sublime. Listen to clip 12 now. From today, in the court, Jodi Arias, 12.
This is the worst mistake of my life. It's the worst thing I've ever done. It's the worst thing I ever could have seen myself doing. In fact, I couldn't have seen myself doing it. Before that day, I wouldn't even want to harm a spider. I'd gather them up in cups and put them outside. To this day, I can hardly believe I was capable of such violence. But I know that I was. And for that, I'm going to be sorry for the rest of my life. Probably longer.
That's amazing. See, now the hair defense from the death penalty is an intriguing one, because if the jury grants her that because of the wigs that she gave with her hair, think of all the murderers on death row, the male murderers, who could donate hair if they're spared the death sentence. Just think of all of that. I think there's thousands of wigs that could be made if they're left to live. They could keep growing hair forever. This is ghoulish and eerie. But this is America today under the legal system that we have. Recycling program, reason to not get the death penalty. Giving hair to a wig manufacturer. How could this be in America? How could the legal system be so broken that a man killer like this, a vicious murderer, she was found guilty now. Guilty with an intent to bring pain. A white trasher like this has never had such a good time in her life, in my opinion. Here is the lowest of the low of white people. Absolute white trash of the lowest order is suddenly a movie star. A movie star, worldwide movie star. Do you agree with me on this? Am I being too harsh on poor Jody Arias? Joe on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Michael, I understand that the crime, you know, when you think about it, the crime was horrendous, okay? But my point is that she was labeled a borderline at some point. Some psychiatrist, I guess, labeled her a borderline personality. That's a specific diagnosis. Now, what I say is, and I've been watching her for a while, you know, I look at that. I take issue with how you're characterizing her. I feel that she is a poor, pathetic soul. I feel bad for her that she could not handle, the rejection from this.
Well, that's right. If you're rejected in a love affair, what you do is you slash your boyfriend, cut his throat, and shoot him.
Somebody should have helped her.
No. She slipped through the cracks. The system failed her, right? Haven't you ever been rejected in your life? And what, you go back and slash people's throats?
Yeah. He has a legit...
Joe. What is your name? Joe? Your name is Joe? Or Joe? Haven't you ever had a rejection in your life? Did you go back and slash the person's throat?
Sorry?
You heard me.
No.
How do you cope with rejection? Do you slash people's throats?
I go for help. I go for therapy. I talk to people. I hope that somebody... This society says, you're on your own, baby. Sink or swim.
Oh, it's the society that caused Jody Arias to shoot him, stab him, and cut his throat. It's the society that did it.
All your fault. That's why I take it... I'm not a doctrinaire conservative. I'm sorry. There are exceptions, Michael. I feel bad for her.
What do you feel bad for? Not for the family of the boy who was slaughtered like that, like a cow was slaughtered with more mercy? You have no compassion. Wait a minute. You have no compassion for the family of the slaughtered boy?
It's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing she did.
Right, and that's why she should pay with her life. So that a signal is sent to the next psychotic who for that moment is thinking, maybe I shouldn't do it because I'm going to go to the death penalty if I do this. It's a deterrent. It's a deterrent. If in that flash they know they can get away with them and then be a hero on television and spend the rest of their life in a woman's session. You know that she has a woman lover in prison right now and they're getting married in jail. Do you know that, Joe?
I'm not saying she should get away with it.
You know that she's having a relationship in prison with a woman convict, 30 years her senior, and they're having a relationship and they want to get married in jail. You think that that's what she should enjoy now, sexual relations in jail for the rest of her life?
Michael, can I just...
Maybe they should be allowed to adopt a child in prison.
I want to reiterate something.
After all, you don't want to deny them the right of the joy of raising a child, do you? That would be cruel and too conservative. I think they should be allowed to adopt a child in prison and raise it in prison. After all, isn't that the way it's done in Colombia or Mexico or Peru? They cook llamas in the jail there, whatever, the whole family comes in?
Come on,
stop with the doctrinaire conservative. I'll be right back.
Joint warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Here we are for May 21st, 2013. Here are all the news stories on michaelsavage.com, home of borders, language, and culture. New Benghazi whistleblowers are going to testify in Obama's weapons to Al-Qaeda program.
Didn't I tell you that? Didn't I tell you that Stevens was killed to cover up the transfer of heavy weapons to the Syrian rebels, so-called? You have no idea what this is. You have no idea what's going on with this mess that Obama and Hillary Clinton has created. Hillary's Benghazi scapegoat speaks out. Well, you heard that. Gang of Eight attacked by border officers who say that the immigration reform plan is a disaster. A disaster. They're all against the bill. Susan Rice, she had a string of failures in Africa before Benghazi. The worst. Apple avoided $74 billion in taxes. I have no idea why conservatives are defending Apple. I haven't any idea. Muslims are rioting and battling police in Sweden. 100 cars were damaged. Yeah, right. Your friends, the Arabs, fly the Nazi flag near Hebron. Residents were astounded to see it flying near a mosque. I'm not astounded. There was a well-known connection between the Arab nationalists and Hitler in World War II. You didn't know that? All of you anti-Zionist, Nazi, liberal SOBs that you are? Tsarnaev's nurses admit it's hard not to call him Hun. They all love him. The nurses love the terrorist. You see a hurt 19-year-old boy and you can't help but feel sorry for him. Well, you get the picture. What else is in the news? Well, you know, Jodi Arias, you know that case? You can't believe what she did this today. Let's forget her. The top IRS official took the Fifth Amendment. Did you hear that story? Oh, you didn't know that? Oh, yeah. Obama's top IRS official is now like a mafioso taking the Fifth Amendment before a hearing before Congress. Oh, yeah. What'd they do wrong? Well, they attacked members of the Tea Party. Top IRS official will invoke the Fifth Amendment in congressional hearing about Tea Party targeting program. Lois Lana, a good liberal, she headed up the IRS's tax-exempt division, plans to invoke the Fifth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution in a hearing Wednesday before the House Committee on Oversight and Government Affairs. The Fifth Amendment? You're kidding me. That's something the mafia used. Well, why not? That's what liberals do. So there's a confluence between Nazis and the Arabists in the State Department. And now there's a confluence between the mafia and the Democrat Party. But you don't want to put two and two together, do you? That might be too much for you to add up to four. Why, then you'd have to agree that, well, perhaps Obama's not the nice man who won the four Pinocchios award on the Savage Nation. It gets much worse when I play for you the commentary by Democrat Senator Whitehouse on the Oklahoma tornado, where he says the Republicans, well, they didn't exactly cause the tornado. Well, listen to clip 9 to hear the insanity of the illiteracy of this man called the U.S. Senator Whitehouse. Listen.
And the damage that your polluters and deniers are doing doesn't just hit Oklahoma and Alabama and Texas. It hits Rhode Island with floods and storms. It hits Oregon with acidified seas. It hits Montana with dying forests.
You
so
idiot.
Like it or not, we're in this together.
You should be arrested.
You drag America with you to your fate.
You should be put
in jail. So I want
this
future. I want a Republican Party that has returned to its senses and is strong and a worthy adversary.
Oh, go you know
where. In a strong America that has done
right. Turn him off. Turn this illiterate fool off. There is the demagogue of the day, the lemming of the day, the liar of the day, tied into the warmest school. Tied into the grifters, the worst criminals in the history of this century are those grifting on the lies and the hysteria of global warming, cashing in on contracts, raking in billions of dollars, raking in contracts, green energy scams. It gets worse now when Dem Senator Whitehouse on the tornado goes to the clip 10. He goes to the cliff of insanity in the next one. Play it.
I don't want this future. I don't want a Republican Party disgraced that let its extremists run it off the cliff in an America suffering.
You get the picture. You get the picture of these illiterate liars. In my day, they would be arrested or put into a mental hospital. But in my day, a man like that would never have been a senator. In my day, the most he would have been a mortician. Or perhaps he would have done embalming in Nyberg's funeral parlor. Or perhaps he would have worked as a gravedigger. Because they're just the biggest frauds in the history of America. Now we have an entire Senate and an entire Congress, with rare exception, filled with grifters and liars of the lowest order. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. Because news broke that has finally sealed the fate of America. Yes, we can, said the illegal aliens.
Yes, we can, said the criminals who broke through the border. Yes, we can, said La Raza. Yes, we can, said the race baiters. And yes, they did. Yes, they did. The immigration bill passed the liars on the Senate Judiciary Committee. The action sparked rejoicing from immigration gangsters who crowded into a Senate committee room to witness the proceedings which destroyed America and screamed out, yes, we can. But it got worse. At the end of the so-called gangsters' deliberations, Senator Patrick Leahy, one of the most dangerous senators in American history, a demon cat from Vermont, sparked a debate over his proposal to give homosexuals and heterosexual spouses equal rights under immigration law. Now, what does that actually mean? It means he wants to bring in homosexual couples on chain migration. Yes, my friends, the disaster of the tornado is one thing. The disaster of the liars who are sold on the warmest scam is a bigger disaster. And now the immigration disaster is about to hit us, far worse than all of the 10 of the worst tornadoes in history. Instead of the tornado of fascism coming out of Obama's White House, they're focused on Tornado Alley. Now, it is a national story. 200-mile-an-hour winds, 51 deaths, mile-wide funnel. But the thing is, it happens. It's an act of nature. While the act of Obama is an act of a corrupt man and a corrupt administration, these acts. Now, of course, that's why the tornadoes will be covered to cover up the scandal. There's no question about it. He's a very lucky man. A man like him doesn't become president purely by chance. He has a lucky star over his head. I've said that from the beginning. He was born with a lucky star over his head. He had a wonderful grandmother who sacrificed so that he could go to a private high school. He used race to his advantage at every stage of his life. He's using it again now by trying to stir up the young men at Morehouse College by talking about the despicable Jim Crow laws as though he himself personally suffered. And so the race baiting continues, which is embarrassing, frankly. The problem is this. Here's the problem. I'll lay it on the line. There's a large percentage of Americans who are of color, immigrant status unknown, gay, etc., and they identify with Obama, and he could do no wrong. I mean, that's generally known. It's not even debatable. No matter what he does, they will support him, very much like Chavez was supported in the South American dictatorship. So I believe that Obama will escape this. He shouldn't. He should be impeached. It's impeachable. And I believe that the hearings will eventually lead to him, but it'll be almost too late. We haven't yet gotten to the point where Obama says, I am not a crook, but I'm sure we'll get there. It'll be the I'm not a crook moment. There will be the moment of I did not have sex with that woman. That's coming. The I'm not a crook, I did not have sex with that woman. I did not order the military to stand down on Benghazi Gate. I did not wiretap. I did not order the IRS investigation. I'll get to the bottom of it. The buffers did it. Those days will probably be ahead of us, unless, and I pray to God that I'm paranoid. I really pray I'm paranoid. For your sake and the sake of America, I pray I turn out to be paranoid. Because I predict there will be an event that Obama and his squad will concoct that will be a disaster for this country and perhaps the world. That's what scares me. And I don't have to reiterate them, but I pray I'm paranoid. That's all. Let's hope I'm paranoid. Let's hope I'm the paranoid SOB that most of you brainwashed, drug-addicted liberals think I am. Let's just pray. I was right about what he was doing. I told you he was a criminal. I've told you this is a criminal regime from day one. I looked at them. I saw their behavior. Holder has a record of releasing terrorists before he was appointed. Obama has hung around with criminals who bomb police cars. And you're telling me that you're shocked by this behavior? You're dealing with a gang here. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
For people with Identity Guard identity theft protection, life is good. Really good. That's because they bank and shop on their computers and mobile devices, knowing that Identity Guard is there to help protect them and their kids. It's not that they're being reckless. It's just that they don't have to worry as much about their personal information because Identity Guard's powerful protection is working for them 24 hours a day. Protection so powerful, Identity Guard was recently rated best in prevention. And you can get Identity Guard for less than a dollar a day. Sign up at identityguard.com/dollar. And if you sign up now, Identity Guard will add free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Worry less and enjoy life more with top-rated identity theft protection for you and your kids for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar. Identity Guard. Life is good.
9 ancient omens, 1 hidden biblical prophecy, all revealing themselves through catastrophic events in America's past and present. Sounds like a plot for a movie, but really, it's a sign of the end. Get ready for Messianic Rabbi Jonathan Cahn's new book, The Harbinger. A prophetic message given to a man in the form of 9 seals, each unveiling a mystery about America's future. The Harbinger, where prophecy meets reality. Available where fine books are sold.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you need. Until now. Introduced in the complimentary 2-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Claim your sample today. 1-800-451-6580. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-451-6580. 1-800-451-6580.
You know, my husband and I took the advice of our good friends and went over to Sleep Train Mattress Center. And you know what? Sleep Train is challenging all of its manufacturers to offer even lower prices. Hurry in because the mattress price wars are ending soon. And you don't really want to miss that chance to save up to $400 on a Posturepedic and a Beautyrest mattress set, do you? And through Memorial Day only, you can get 36 months interest-free financing with no money down on premium mattress sets, including a Tempur-Pedic and a Serta iComfort. So that's no interest for 3 years. Years if paid in full within 36 months on approved credit with just minimum payments required. And save even more with up to $500 off select Tempur-Pedic mattress sets. Plus, for a short time, you can get a free box spring on select Beautyrest mattress sets. That's what I've got. It is wonderful. Hurry on in and save up to $400 on Posturepedic and Beautyrest mattress sets. Don't miss the financing deal. For complete information and the store nearest you, call 800-378-BEDS. Remember, Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-282-3097 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-282-3097. 800-282-3097.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties. Take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need to call 800-369-9668.
On the next morning show, it's our favorite day of the week. It's a day where you're the star, Whistleblower Wednesday. Join me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Yes, the tornado is a tragedy for the families affected by it. Yes, it will cost hundreds of millions, if not billions, to fix the damage. Yes, there is a context to all of these things. Death rate, 24, 9 children. Monster storm rated EF5. I read you from the Grapes of Wrath. I try to tell you that what happened to the folks in Oklahoma and Texas during the 30s, during the dust storms, drove them west. They were like ants scurrying for work, for food, and most of all for land. They said, we ain't foreign. 7 generations back Americans, and beyond that, Irish, Scotch, English, German. One of our folks in the Revolution, and there was lots of our folks in the Civil War, both sides Americans. They were hungry, and they were fierce, and they had hoped to find a home, and they found only hatred. Now remember, these are white people. They found only hatred. Okies. The owners hated them because the owners knew they were soft and the Okies strong, that they were fed and the Okies hungry. And perhaps the owners had heard from their grandfathers how easy it is to steal land from a soft man if you are fierce and hungry and armed. The owners hated them, and in the towns, the storekeepers hated them because they had no money to spend. There is no shorter path to a storekeeper's contempt, and all his admirations are exactly opposite. The town men, little bankers, hated Okies because there was nothing to gain from them. They had nothing. And the laboring people hated Okies because a hungry man must work. And if he must work, if he has to work, the wage payer automatically gives him less for his work. And then no one can get more. That's from the great novel, The Grapes of Wrath, which I read in high school. Is it even taught anymore? Is it even taught anymore in this sick, illiterate nation of mine? Let's go to some callers. WABC, Dom, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to thank you for that electrifying dust bowl. Just coming from a communist country, I don't know where to run next. You know, I came from Venezuela. I saw the same thing happening. I see bad things happening here. And this country's going down quickly. So,
When you import 30 million illegals who come from a socialist nation, who like dictatorships because that's what they came from, who do not understand democracy, who do not speak the language, who wave the Mexican flag at sporting events, who spit on the American flag, who won't learn the language, who don't know who the presidents were before Obama, what do you think is waiting for America? That's what's waiting for America. A knife through the heart of the illegal alien mafia that just bought every senator that they could buy because they have unlimited funds. Not one senator stood up to them, to the liberals. Not one senator. The Republicans went along with them. Yep, you think the Dust Bowl was bad? You wait and see what happens when the locusts start eating what's left of the social fabric. You wait and see. Don't say I didn't warn you. Rhode Island. Did you hear what that man white between the ears had to say about the tornadoes? Dem Senator Whiteout on the Oklahoma tornado. Did you hear what this man with Whiteout between his ears had to say? He's a senator. Senator Whiteout. Can you believe this? Listen to clip 9. This is a senator lying through his teeth or so stupid he doesn't belong in the U.S. Senate. Listen to this.
And the damage that your polluters and deniers are doing doesn't just hit Oklahoma and Alabama and Texas. It hits Rhode Island with floods and storms. It hits Oregon with acidified seas. It hits Montana with dying forests. So like it or not, we're in this together.
You get the picture. That's Senator Whiteout of Rhode Island. Are the people in Rhode Island that stupid that they put a man of this low character and low intellect into the Senate? What is Rhode Island? How did it become a state? How does Rhode Island elect a man like this to the Senate who will lie through his teeth? Blaming a tornado that is rather mild compared to the 10 worst on polluters and deniers. It's astounding to me. I've never seen anything like this. Are the people of Rhode Island that idiotic? Is there someone in Oklahoma, Rhode Island listening to this show who could call and tell me how Senator Whiteout became a senator? How is this possible? Well, I'll take some calls, and I'll keep intermittently reading to you some history and some truth and some facts, reading to you from the Grapes of Wrath, putting it in context. And oh yes, I forgot this. Newsweek, April 28th, 1975, blaming tornadoes on the cooling trend. That the world was coming to an end in 1975 because of global cooling. So they were trying to spin you both ways. First, it was global cooling. The world was going to run out of food. That was 1975. Now the liars in the, there's no other word for it, but the yellow journalism. Look it up, yellow journalism, hysteria. And now we have alarmists in the Senate. The Cooling World, Newsweek, April 28, 1975. The central fact, they wrote, is that after three-quarters of a century of extraordinarily mild conditions, the Earth's climate seems to be cooling down. Meteorologists disagree about the cause and extent of the cooling trend. Notice they were called meteorologists then. Now they're called scientists. Meteorologists disagree about the cause and extent of the cooling trend. Reduce agricultural productivity for the rest of the century. If the climactic change is as profound as some of the pessimists fear, they wrote, the resulting famines could be catastrophic. A recent report by the then National Academy of Sciences said, because the global patterns of food production and population, blah, 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 all about climate turning too cold. And then they go to satellite photos. A large increase in northern hemisphere snow cover in the winter of 71 and 72. And a study then released by two NOAA scientists notes that the amount of sunshine reaching the ground in the continental U.S. didn't go up, diminished by 1.3% between 64 and 72. It's beyond belief. They were blaming it on global cooling and predicting that the world would come to an end. Climatologists. And I remember the hysteria of acid rain. Remember the acid rain hysteria? The forests would die? Where'd that go? How'd that work out? Who made their fortunes in and bought a house in Boca Raton on the acid rain scam? Unbelievable to me. And yet that moron from Rhode Island, Senator Whitebrain, Senator Whiteout, he must have Whiteout between his ears, saying it's a result of the Republicans polluting the earth. Why are you so willing to believe in alarmist science? Why is the media so filled with historic and science illiterates without even a content?
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. A judge promising more openness after months of confidential post-trial proceedings in the case of murdered Washington intern Chandra Levy of Modesto. Prosecutors and defense attorneys for convicted killer Ingmar Gwandake were in court again today for hearing in the case. Most of the previous hearings had been held behind closed doors to the annoyance of reporters. Several San Francisco supervisors want the city transit agency to donate revenue from an anti-Israel bus ad campaign to the city's Human Rights Commission. Officials say the agency should do so after doing the same for an anti-Muslim ad campaign. Family and friends are searching for a man who went missing after completing beta breakers. Dozens of people combed the area around Ocean Beach on Tuesday and searched for 27-year-old Bo Rasmussen of Oakland. Weather forecast, mid-40s, mid-50s, a bit cool and breezy overnight. Tomorrow the wind kicks up in the afternoon. Temperatures mid-50s at the coast, mid-70s inland. I'm Dave Fowkes, South Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar. I'm excited to tell you about a revolutionary program that's turning the industry on its head. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels. You pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varengo Solar at 800-381-3900. A five-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-381-3900. That's 800-381-3900.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Now let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Hello. Eyes on the road, I'll talk, you drive. Just wanted to pop in to remind you that every Honda certified used car comes with an outstanding limited warranty. And you know what they say about outstanding limited warranties? They're outstanding. Anyway, just letting you know in case you were thinking about upgrading. And if you're not thinking about it, you should be. Honda certified used cars are awesome. And you do like awesome, don't you? Of course you do. Because you're awesome. All right, I'm out of here. Oh, and see your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
Hey, Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. One of my guy friends, a couple weeks back, we were going to a concert, and he dyed his entire head fire engine red. Now, it looked great, but after the concert, when he was stripping that color out of his hair, you should have seen how much of his hair, A, fell out, and B, just broke off. And he looked at me like a girl would look after a tragedy with their hair. And he didn't know what to do. And I told him, hey, I use Ovation and it works for me. And I know that it will work for you too. And he gave it a try. And you guys, it fixed his problem. His hair was breaking, dry, brittled, and damaged. And it is now stronger, healthier, and shinier than it was before he dyed it fire engine red for this show. And he got the special introductory offer. All he had to do, go to ovationhair.com. And make sure you enter KSFO at checkout and you'll get a special introductory offer. That's ovationhair.com. And remember, KSFO at checkout for your special introductory discount.
On the next morning show, it's our favorite day of the week. It's a day where you're the star. Whistleblower Wednesday. Join me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Michael Levine is one of my heroes. He's the author of the New York Times bestseller, Deep Cover and the Big White Lie. He's a former DEA agent, and he's an amazing man. He's probably the most courageous man I ever met. He's an astounding man. He has a show coming up on the History Channel on Friday, May 24th, talking about the body bag case, which happened during the Vietnam War, where there was heroin smuggling and the bodies of body bags of our soldiers killed in Vietnam, protected by the CIA. Not Hollywood fiction, but the real story. If it comes from Mike Levine, you're hearing the truth. Mike Levine, welcome to the Savage Nation.
I am honored again to be with you, Michael.
Look, Mike, let's start out with a little background. You have real experience going undercover with these heroin smugglers. Tell the people about it.
Let's call it Deep Cover. I lived with them. I was, when the New York Times wanted to do a piece on Deep Cover agents, they came to New York where there were some 300 agents assigned. And at the time, I was one of two who had done Deep Cover, that is going into other countries, adopting a new identity, having false passports, etc. And it's a situation, it's Deep Cover because you can call no one for help. You're, in essence, the only weapon you have is your acting ability, and you're acting with the audience just a few inches from your face, and failing to convince your audience often results in death or disappearance.
Well, what is the body bag case, Michael?
The body bag case is one that I lived. As you said, it's the smuggling of heroin into the United States using the remains of our boys killed in Vietnam as nothing more than a conveyance. I lived that case. The body bag case began, as many cases begin with us, and I was on call. I'm a fluent Spanish speaker, so I was called out to, and this is July 4th, 1971. The case was John Edward Davidson is caught at the airport carrying 3 kilos of pure heroin in false bottom suitcases. He's coming in from Bangkok, Thailand. He's a GI who's been living in Bangkok and traveling to the U.S. This was his seventh trip, 21 kilos. In those years, each kilo was easily converted to $500,000. So you're talking about very big bucks. I interrogated and flipped John Edward Davidson. He agreed to deliver the heroin in what you call a controlled delivery to those people who had set up the whole operation in Gainesville, Florida. That night, we arrested the financier of the operation, a fellow by the name of Alan Trupkin. And after the arrest, John agreed to tell me who his source was in Bangkok, Thailand. And mind you, the Vietnam War was still raging. Now we cut to me going to Bangkok, Thailand, my first deep cover operation. I hit Thailand. I start to hang with the Chinese drug dealers. Within a short period of time, they had to see me. They had to live with me. And I'm very good at undercover. A week or two go by. I'm running with these guys. We make a deal. They want to convince. By this time, they're convinced that I am the capo di tutti frutti of the mafia in the U.S. and that they can do some serious business direct to the U.S. with me. They want me to go with them up to Chiang Mai, that's northern Thailand, to visit the factory.
Really? Well, how was the CIA really involved?
I'm called into the embassy 4 o'clock in the morning. I meet my first CIA agent. He tells me, you're not going to Chiang Mai.
Oh, come on, you're kidding.
I didn't understand it, so my mind was blown, and I said, I was insisting that they send me. He said, well, we can't protect you up there. I said, I didn't know you were protecting me in the first place. I thought I'm alone here. And finally, he sees that he's basically dealing with a South Bronx kamikaze, and he says, you are military, Levine. We've got your record. You understand more than most people that you do not know the big picture. And of course I didn't. At that point in my life, I didn't know there were secret priorities, that there were assets of CIA out there, like the heroin dealers supporting our forces in Vietnam when Congress wouldn't.
What is the junkie tax, Michael?
Congress won't pay for it. Let these guys sell drugs to America, to American soldiers, and that'll pay for it. Trouble is, nobody told America, and this was my first exposure to it. And his final words were, you don't know the big picture. We want you to shut this case down. You can arrest the two guys who you've been dealing with if they deliver heroin to you. I had also, by this time, identified the man making false bottom suitcases that were flowing into the U.S. And again, at this particular time in my history, I didn't know. I thought, yes, these guys have America's best interests at heart. So I followed orders, as I was trained to do. I was given a U.S. Treasury Special Act Award for the first case of its kind. That is where I got the smuggler and the financier in the U.S. and then got the source of heroin, they said, which really wasn't. The source was in Chiang Mai. And the maker of the false bottom suitcases, and I got this award, and I let this carry away. You know, I was carried away with myself, you know, that will never happen again. And a short time goes by, and my boss in the hard narcotic smuggling unit, Al Seeley, who is a legend in his own right, he made me the expert in Southeast Asia. In comes another informant into the same people, ex-GI, and an agent by the name of Lou Culver, who's an Louis still alive. He's an ex-New York detective, became a federal agent. And Louis and I sit down, and we start to debrief this guy. And what I realize, he's talking about the body bag case, this sergeant who had gotten out of the service in Vietnam, stayed in Bangkok, was connecting with people in Graves registration, and he was sending heroin up through the body bag system, that is, in the bodies. In the body bags, in the caskets, to the U.S.
Oh, come on, you're kidding.
Now, Louis and I went over to Bellevue to make arrangements for some of the bodies to be diverted to Bellevue so that we could open them up and check it. This is a horrific, horrific assignment. And we keep debriefing this informant. And then what he reveals just knocks me out. The source of all that heroin was the people that CIA were protecting in Chiang Mai. And I just never forgot it. I watched history go by. The story is never told. I don't think there's anything. We have a Congress with no cojones whatsoever. We have mainstream media that is so easily manipulated. And I think Thomas Jefferson said that without an aggressive free mainstream media, you can't have a democracy. And Mike, thank God for you. You're one of the few voices out there that people like me can talk to.
Well, what do you think needs to happen? What's the answer to this problem?
I wrote a book called Fight Back. Honestly, it's how to take back your own neighborhood from the drug trafficker. It's how to use Americans in their own communities as you would auxiliary police. It's kind of like using the John laws to focus their efforts on frightening away buyers. Don't confront the drug dealers, the buyers. You kill the business. It works every time it's employed. The trouble is there are too many agencies and government agencies that have a budgetary interest in making statistics and numbers. And I showed graphic examples in Fight Back. They will fight communities that try to do it, try to employ these tactics. So there is a method to fight this and win it. It's out there. Again, you've got to fight the treason of banking, Congress, mainstream media, so many people that make the myriad of government agencies that make a living off a drug war budget. And their interest prevails every time over the interests of the American people. Thank God for you, Mike. I mean, you just don't, you're only your listeners get a chance to even hear this.
Michael Levine, thanks again for being on the Savage Nation.
Michael, it is my sincerest pleasure, and I love you, brother.
I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage here. You know, Hurricane Sandy was a tragic event for many people on the East Coast. I'm from New York City, so I totally feel for everyone out there. I even know what they're thinking. They're thinking, God, I wish I'd been better prepared. Listen, people, don't wait till disaster strikes. Okay? Do what I do and prepare with WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code Savage, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Hi, this is Mike Reagan. Folks ask me, what would Ronald Reagan do if he were with us today? I believe the first thing he'd do is stop Obamacare. Already it's in effect with higher taxes, hidden fees, skyrocketing insurance rates, big Medicare cuts, and some insurance plans are hit with a 40% tax. Protect yourself by getting the Obamacare Survival Guide. It's already a number one New York Times bestseller. Newsmax says it's the best guide to the new law, giving you the strategies, tips, and loopholes you need to know. If you're insured on Medicare, a business owner, a medical professional, just about anyone, you need this book. Get the number one bestseller, The Obamacare Survival Guide, at bookstores everywhere. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 off the cover price by going now to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Determine if your loan is owned by Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae by checking FreddieMac.com/MyMortgage or FannieMae.com/LoanLookup. Loans made pursuant to California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS 6606, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm a responsible homeowner. I love my home and I pay my mortgage on time. Just because I'm upside down on my home, why can't I refinance and take advantage of today's low rates?
Now you can. I'm Rick Arviello, president of New American Funding. If your mortgage is owned or guaranteed by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, which we can tell you, you may be eligible to refinance your mortgage under the expanded provisions of HARP. We're doing tons of these and saving homeowners thousands. No matter how upside down you are, No equity and no appraisal required. This is a true refinance into today's historic low rates designed to help responsible homeowners.
Call New American Funding at 888-978-4352. 888-978-4352. 888-978-4352.
Have a good day. Next!
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
If people find out we've got extra money...
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus, it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
The Hotels.com Memorial Day sale, now through May 27th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Excuse me, sir.
Hi, what do you need?
Pants and a 44 waist.
Looking for something lace?
No, a 44 waist.
A shoelace?
I need a 44 waist.
We don't carry that size.
What? I want a prize?
No.
Stop shopping in no man's land. There's a better way for bigger men to find clothes. Now open. Visit DestinationXL.com to find a store near you. Destination XL. Big on being better.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Disastrous tornado, and of course the tragedy of the loss of life is so, of 24 dead, but it's in context a rather mild tornado. But the media doesn't want you to know that. The media hysteria is at an all-time high. It's tornado mania to cover up Obama scandals and to get Obama off the pages of what's left of the ex-newspaper business. And if you think this is all hyperbole and I'm just anti-Obama, let me give you some of the facts right now. Let me explain to you. 23 deaths is terrible. 24 deaths is worse. But in context, it's a rather mild tornado. But don't tell that to the liars who are now declaring that it's a result of climate change or global warming. So let's start with the 10 worst tornadoes on record from the rightwingweather.com weather site. Weather.com is obviously run by warmists, anti-warmists, those who are against global warming. But let's give you some of the facts. March 18, 1925, the tri-state tornado event affected Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana, injuring 2,027 people, 695 deaths from the F5 tornado. 1925, 695 deaths. Number two, May 6, 1840, before Al Gore's great-grandfather was a glint in the eye of his great-great-grandfather, before Al Gore's great-grandfather was even a glint in the eye of his great-great-great-grandfather, in 1840 there was a tornado, struck Louisiana and Mississippi, killing 317 people, injuring 109. Did you hear that? That's before Al Gore's great-great-grandfather had a glint in his eye for the grandfather. There was a tornado. How do you explain it? Global warming. In 1840, before the Industrial Revolution, 1840, before the car was invented by, what, 70 years? 1840, before man came to pollute the earth? What has to happen till you idiots come to understand that this climate change is the biggest lie of your life? Are you that stone that you don't know the truth? Third largest tornado on record, 1896, F4 rating on the Fujita scale. 1,000 injured, 255 killed. Number four, 1936, Mississippi, killed 216. Number five, 1936, F4 tornado struck Georgia, killing 203 people. Number six, April 9th, 1947, Tornado Alley living up to its name in the tornado event on April 9th, 1947 in Oklahoma, Texas, and Kansas. The death toll, you Democrat idiots, 181 people. An additional 970 people were injured. No doubt the people blamed it on the atomic bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima and the atomic bomb on Nagasaki. Number seven, 1908, 143 deaths, 770 injuries. 1899, Al Gorleoni, F5 tornado hit Wisconsin, causing 117 deaths and 200 injuries. Did you hear that? 1899, you fools, you drunken, stone degenerates who don't know right from wrong. Not one of you come out of college with a brain on your head. Don't you even research these things? Number nine, May 11th, 1953. What tornado? What tornado? You mean the only tornado that ever happened was now, the one that's driving the Obama scandals off the headlines? And the party went on, and the dancing went on, and the party went on. 1953, 114 deaths, 600 people injured. Number 10 of the worst tornadoes, 1953, 115 people killed, 844 injured. This storm in Oklahoma that you would think is the worst storm in history, 24 dead, media hysteria, tornado mania to cover up the Obama scandals. And yet the level of illiteracy in the media is at an all-time high. The level of stupidity amongst the masses, all-time high. And it's going to get worse. I just read to you the 10 worst tornadoes on record. You heard me read them. 1840, a tornado kills 317 people. There were tornadoes before the Industrial Revolution. No one said that we did it to ourselves. No one said that we caused it because we want to eat and we want to put a shelter over our heads. No one said we're an evil nation and an evil race. The tornado is a bad one, but not the worst. I read you the 10 worst tornadoes in history. It's a rather mild tornado compared to the 10 worst tornadoes on record. Why don't you hear that? Why is that not the context in which the tornado is discussed? Why do you permit the media to drive you like this? When the night came again, it was black night. For the stars could not pierce the dust to get down, and the window lights could not even spread beyond their own yards. Now the dust was evenly mixed with the air, an emulsion of dust and air. Houses were shut tight, and cloth wedged around doors and windows. But the dust came in so thinly that it could not be seen in the air, and it settled like pollen on the chairs and tables and the dishes. The people brushed it from their shoulders. Little lines of dust lay at the door sills. In the middle of that night, the wind passed on and left the land quiet. The dust filled air muffled sound more completely than fog does. The people lying in their beds heard the wind stop. They awakened when the rushing wind was gone. They lay quietly and listened deep into the stillness. Then the roosters crowed, and their voices were muffled, and the people stirred restlessly in their beds and wanted the morning. They knew it would take a long time for the dust to settle out of the air. In the morning, the dust hung like fog, and the sun was as red as ripe new blood. All day, the dust sifted down from the sky, and the next day it sifted down, and even blanket covered the earth. It settled on the corn, piled up on the tops of the fence posts, piled up on the wires. It settled on roofs, blanketed the weeds and trees. The people came out of their houses and smelled the hot, stinging air and covered their noses from it. And the children came out of the houses, but they did not run or shout, as they would have done after a rain. Men stood by their fences and looked at the ruined corn, drying fast now, only a little green showing through the film of dust. The men were silent, and they did not move often. And the women came out of the houses to stand beside their men, to feel whether this time the men would break. The women studied the men's faces, secretly, for the corn could go. As long as something else remained, the children stood nearby. drawing figures in the dust with bare toes, and the children sent exploring senses out to see where the men and women would break. The children peeked at the faces of the men and women, and then drew careful lines in the dust with their toes. Horses came to the watering troughs and nuzzled the water to clear the surface dust. After a while, the faces of the watching men lost their bemused perplexity and became hard and angry and resistant. Then the women knew that they were safe and that there was no break. Then they asked, "What'll we do?" And the men replied, "I don't know, but it was all right." The women knew it was all right, and the watching children knew it was all right. Women and children knew deep in themselves that no misfortune was too great to bear if their men were whole. The women went into the houses to their work, and the children began to play, but cautiously at first. As the day went forward, the sun became less red. It flared down on the dust-blanketed land. The men sat in the doorways of their houses. Their hands were busy with sticks and little rocks. The men sat still, thinking and figuring. And then the dispossessed were drawn west, from Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, from Nevada and Arkansas. Families, tribes, dusted out, tractored out, carloads, caravans, homeless and hungry, 20,000 and 50,000 and 100,000 and 200,000. They streamed over the mountains, hungry and restless, restless as ants scurrying to find work to do, to lift, to push, to pull, to pick, to cut. The kids are hungry. We got no place to live. Like ants scurrying for work, for food, and most of all for land. We ain't foreign. Seven generations back Americans and beyond that, Irish, Scotch, English, German. One of our folks in the Revolution, and there was lots of our folks in the Civil War. Both sides Americans. I'm reading from The Grapes of Wrath by the Nobel Prize-winning American author John Steinbeck about the Dust Bowl, about the white Americans who left the Dust Bowl and went out of work picking vegetables and cherries and fruit and didn't complain about it and didn't scream, "Si se puede!"
Savage.